This is a dictation for Nathaniel Flamister. Nathaniel. Last name is Flamister, Flemister. Date of service is 1-9-2025. Date of accident 12-27-2023. Date of birth 3-13-1972. The gentleman, Nathaniel Flamister, was involved in an automobile accident as a pedestrian when a car ran over him. And in a parking lot, and he was injured incredibly in his neck, head, lower back, shoulders. The patient underwent a surgery at Sinai Grace Hospital subsequently. And he did have a surgery to his lumbar spine previous to this accident on 1-9-2020, when he was also involved in another accident in 2015, rear-ending accident. And then he also underwent cervical spine surgery and in 2017, subsequently, at Mercy Lent Medical Center, involving multiple levels of repair. The patient does have multiple scars on the neck area as well as the lumbar region. It appears L4-5, L3-4 was repaired. Currently, the patient reports that he has not improved a whole lot, except 60% improvement is listed, and the pain still remain at 8. ADLs are still affected to the tune of 8, and he has a pain in the lower back across, including both the SI joint. And then the patient has pain in the neck to the tune of 8 with radiation to both arms, and lower back with radiation to both legs, posteriorly as numbness and tingling almost constantly. Initially, patient has pain in both the shoulders, right hip and left knee, which are slightly better. The pain in the left shoulder is improved significantly, but the right shoulder pain is still present, and patient has a limitation of movement, and he complains of numbness and tingling of the right arm with weakness. Physical therapy is ongoing, as well as lidocaine gel is ongoing, and all the medications are going, but the pain is not in control. Patient is here for follow-up visit. Last he was seen was on 12-5-2024. He's not been seen by the spinal surgeon anymore for his cervical and lumbar fusion. So those are all established and old. The patient does report percent improvement, and then please review the records for the ADLs for system review, for the additional history, substance abuse, and the compliance history. The physical examination: blood pressure is 129/89, pulse 80, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visits. Dated 1211-016 and 1211-015. There are no changes in the exam, including general review. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue pain medications, Percocet 7.5 milligrams, 325 once a day, 30 days supply, and 30 tablets are provided, one pill a day. and lidocaine patches provided 5% for local back pain, 30 patches. Physical therapy is continuing 2 times a week from 11/20/2024 to 2/9/2024. And otherwise the patient is stable. He is allowed on a light duty job, 8 hours, 5 days, 5 pound lifting limit. He is provided with the following medication, which are also in addition. Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Tylenol codeine number 4, 1 or 2 PRN, 30 tablets for pain relief. Amitriptyline or Elavil, 50 milligram at night for sleep. Xanax is provided for anxiety and panic that the patient is experiencing, 0.5 milligram PRN. Lyrica is provided for pain relief, 50 milligram twice a day. The patient is otherwise stable. He is trying chiropractic treatment and other treatments. His MRIs have been discussed with him again. He does show a herniated disc at C5-6, C5-6, C3-4, and C2-3, as well as in the lumbar spine. Patient shows a disc involvement at L5-S1, L2-3, and L1-L2. The patient doesn't want any further surgical opinions or surgery. Regarding the right shoulder, the patient is found to have a tendinitis of supraspinatus and infraspinatus, subscapularis, as well as anterior labral tear, for which various injections have been provided. And the patient is improving significantly. He is able to make up to 110 to 140 degrees of abduction without any pain. Thank you. He'll be seen in 30 days. His labs and labs have been reviewed, and the patient is found to be in compliance.